All right. Good morning. Good morning, folks. This is Liberation Station Radio Show, and we're starting out for this Sunday, February 13th, 2022, on a smooth footing, a firm footing. And I'm your host, Chris Steiner. The host is TheLiberationStation.com. We have independent war journalist coming up in the second hour. In the first hour, we'll cover news. The second hour, we'll be joined by Vicki Richter, VickiRichter.com, who was on last Tuesday's show. That's my broadcast show that's on six Florida stations out of Clearwater, Dade City, and Zephyr Hills. And she will talk about things COVID, the brutality in France, things in the Ukraine, all sorts of things that she's been learning and hasn't published yet. So you'll learn some news that she hasn't written, had a chance to even write about yet. And that was the last, as I get my system working, February 8th, 2022 show. And you can join us also and see that at the Facebook live feed at facebook.com/wearechange.tampa. And I'm going over there now. And if I sound a little distracted, I have to do an audio check since we just started the show. Do an audio check on the Facebook live feed. And I'll be joining you also taking notes in the chat room over at the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. Vicki is an independent journalist. She writes for the Epoch Times, AUF1, AUF1 TV in Austria, and the Austrian newspaper Wochenblick, on which she's documented in Texas and Arizona at the border. We'll talk about as well human drug trafficking, abuse of those being trafficked, and again, the brutal COVID restrictions in Germany, Austria, France, and around the country. I mean, around the world, around Europe, and I'll throw in a little bit of that news as well, things that are going on in New Zealand that are rather surprising, a little bit of a surprising turn of events that's been positive for the protesters in New Zealand. And first, we'll start out with some news. If you'd like to reach us here, the call-in numbers are 512-248-8252, and toll free 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Facebook Live is going smoothly, so I've checked that audio, and all the listening options you can go find at the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. And the video feed for Facebook is there. No longer have the Zoom feed going. It's too distracting now that I'm on Skype and can't pay attention to both the chat room and the Facebook Live and run the show at the same time. So we're not going to use Zoom, at least at this point. And also, I want to let you folks know that the show, my broadcast show, is Tuesdays 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on those six Florida stations in Clearwater Clearwater WTAN 1340 a.m. and 106.1 FM, Dade City WDCF 1350 a.m. and 102.3 FM, and Zephyr Hills WZHR 1400 a.m. and 104.3 FM. And I'll start out with a very informative video that I just edited with Dr. Kevin Stillwagon last Thursday. If I sound a little bit scattered, it's because I stayed up late in producing and posting this video that he presented in Clearwater last Thursday, February 10th, at the MAFA, Make Americans Free Again, meeting. If you want to see that, go over to the site, theliberationstation.com, and click on Connect on these platforms, or see under Connect on these platforms, and you can see where I've posted it under Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey, these different video hosting platforms, Brighteon, Let's see if I have it all in my notes here. Yes, and also Facebook, facebook.com/wearechange.tampa. We are streaming live there now. And that was a very, very informative presentation. I really haven't seen anything as educational as to the fallacy of the COVID shots and the COVID boosters and a really detailed presentation. So Dr. Kevin Stillwagon, really give kudos to. He's a former airline. He's a retired airline pilot for Delta. He retired rather than wear a mask. And he's also a retired chiropractor. His criticism of vaccines in general has gone back to the 80s, at least, that I've seen from his writings, his research. So he's on a firm footing, and he has a lot of great research, a lot of very basic stuff that often gets overlooked when you listen to the experts. So if you haven't heard Kevin Stillwagon, you're really in for a unique, informative presentation that you can arm yourself with when you go and speak to others, call into other talk shows, and let them know exactly what the science is, very, very simple, basic terms, and he brings it up to date quite well. And let's see here, what else have we got on my agenda? Also, Defend Florida held a press conference on the voter irregularities, on the voter election fraud this past February 3rd in front of the Supervisor of Elections office in Hillsborough County. DefendFlorida.org is their site, and I interviewed two of their representatives on my February 8th show. That was Kathy Chamberlain, who's the Florida ambassador, and Mike Miller, who's a Sarasota lead canvasser. They went around Florida. These canvassers went around Florida, and they found that when they would knock on the doors, based on the current voter rules, there was a lot of misinformation in the voter rolls. People would answer and say, no, we don't have 10 people living here, we only have 3 people living here. Or voters were found to be registered at vacant lots, at courthouses, at even supervisors of elections. And they cover how they have found over 800,000 disqualified voters on the voter rolls. So I encourage you to go check out defendflorida.org. I'm just getting some of this unique information that you're not going to hear anywhere else out of the way here, and let you know that that's what I'm here for. I'm not going to try to cover a lot of information that you've probably heard elsewhere, because you being the RBN listeners are very well informed, and these are things that, while they may be local, they're very news-breaking, and even the Gateway Pundit covered on the conference, the press conference that Defend Florida held February 3rd. So go check out the Gateway Pundit for their astonishing reportage. Also, that this past February 10th, just 3 days ago, this past Thursday, you might remember me spending a lot of time talking about this Garrett James Smith. His real name is Jordan Hannah Smith. He was caught with a pipe bomb at the rally I was at on January 6th, 2022, this past January 6th, in support of Jeremy Brown, who's a political prisoner. He's being held because he was charged with... I'll have to pull up the charges here, since I just actually found his, had his legal documents sent to me. And he was charged, or he was arrested for, on the arrest warrant. You can see there's no probable cause. I'm just going to read it here quickly. He's charged under Title 18 of the U.S. Code, Section 1752, subparagraph A1, knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority to do, and they should have put to do so, and knowingly and with intent to impede or disrupt the orderly conduct of government, business, or official functions, engage in disorderly or disruptive conduct, in or within such proximity to any restricted building or grounds when or so that such conduct in fact impedes or disrupts the orderly conduct of government business or official functions. And that was for his attendance on the Capitol grounds January 6th, 2021. He didn't come, according to all the reports I can find, like a WTVT local Channel 10 station did report some decent reportage on it, although the title sounds very incriminating, but the article is very vindicating that he didn't come within 100 feet of the Capitol building. And so at this rally for him being held in the Pinellas County Jail, where I live here in Pinellas County, Florida, in Clearwater, he, at that this past January 6th, 2022, at the rally in support of him, he spoke from jail, and he's also running for Congress, by the way. Well, there is this Garrett James Smith, which is his former name. It's really Jordan Hannah Smith. The media is calling him by his former name. He had a name change effective the day before he was apprehended with a pipe bomb at the rally this past January 6th, where I was, again, in attendance. You can look up a lot of the research I've posted on a separate website for the safety of myself and others who are in attendance. The website is jan6202.weebly.com. That's jan6202.weebly.com. Weebly spelled W-E-E-B-L-Y. And so he was released, this Garrett James Smith. He's being referred to in the press, all the media reports, and even the Pinellas County Sheriff, Sheriff Gualtieri's press report is calling him by his former name, although on the complaint slash arrest affidavit, he is referred to by his alias. His correct name is Jordan Hannah Smith, which took effect January 5th. The judge ruled on it. You can see the court documents at jan62022.weebly.com. January 5th, the day before, he had his name changed to Jordan Hannah Smith. And on the jail records, under alias, it doesn't have his correct name. It only has his former name listed as Garrett James Smith. So because he did not get charged in a timely fashion or otherwise for the three pipe bombs that he was arrested for, January 6th, he was caught with one, and then on the complaint arrest affidavit, it says that his parents, when they went to his house, the parents handed over a black bag with this incriminating evidence containing two other pipe bombs. And Kathy Chamberlain reports that she told me that it was these pipe bombs were exploded by the Hillsborough County bomb squad, and they could have caused a lot of damage. So he wasn't charged, and he was just Garrett James Smith is his former name, now Jordan Hannah Smith. He was not charged with any of those three charges of possessing, making, or exploding possessing, discharging a destructive device, which was the one he was caught with was a first-degree felony and two third-degree felonies, which were the ones that his parents handed over. And so, you know, I spent three shows on this talking about, and they're posted up on that website, jan62022.weebly.com. Three shows really filling in on the background on why it looked so suspicious, so I'm not going to go too much into that anymore, but he was just released, as I say, February 10th, because he wasn't charged in a timely fashion. His attorney put in a motion to have him released from jail, and he was released on his own recognizance. And so he is just charged with prowling and loitering, which is the charge under which they caught him, and the charging information. Charging instrument for that is called an information, and it says, quote, did loiter or prowl in a place at a time or in a manner not usual for law-abiding individuals and under circumstances that warrant a justifiable and reasonable alarm or immediate concern for the safety of persons or property in the vicinity To wit, ran through a tree line in a parking lot in dark clothing and hid behind trees after business hours, contrary to chapter, this is Florida statute, 856.021, and against the peace and dignity of the state of Florida. So he's out, and Jeremy Brown, who didn't do anything, is still in jail. He's being held in Pinellas County Jail on hold by the marshals, U.S. marshals. Under the federal speedy trial law, they can wait up to 180 days to charge him. And that's why he's on hold there. Now, contrast that to Bobby Powell, who I've had on my show October 5th and November 7th, 2021, who was right up next to the Senate building on January 6th, 2021, but they won't charge him. You know why? It's because he has incriminating video. He's trying to get out there. He's contacted all sorts of law enforcement agencies, all members of Congress. And his website is bobbypowell.substack.com or bobbypowell.blogspot.com. Pardon me, Bob Powell. Yes, bobpowell.substack.com and bobpowell.blogspot.com. And he's also on Facebook as Bobby Powell, facebook.com/bobby.powell.3910, where he's very prolific posting. He's also on YouTube. His channel is called The Truth Is Viral, TTIV. And we covered, his astonishing footage where he is up there right in front of the Senate building, recording when a man busts out a window. He is arrested by the Capitol Police, taken away. Then a group of about a dozen Capitol Police stand in front of that window and guard it for maybe 10 minutes. They are then ordered to walk away. That group of Capitol Police walks away, marches into the Senate building, where, of course, there is a minimal threat. If they consider it to be a threat, the people to be a threat on the outside, well, they march on the inside. And then what appears to be an agent provocateur dressed in a mask and an earbud starts tearing out the window. And another man apprehends him, pulls him away, gets him to stop that. So this apparent government agent, jumps up and pushes him. Jumps up and simultaneously pushes him. And at that moment, I knew, I had a strong feeling I should have Bobby Powell on my show, but then, of course, I continued to watch the video. And a second time, he pushes the man, who then just bows his head, holds his hands out to his side, palms up, in submission. And we didn't know when I first interviewed Bobby, October 5th, 2021, what the agent said to the man who was stopping him. But the day after that interview, he contacted Bobby and told him what the agent said to the man apprehending him was, "You did this," as if to say, "You're going to be charged with it. Yeah, I'm a government agent, and what are you going to do about it?" And I'll pick up the story here and after the break here on Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm your host, Chris Steiner, and the site is theliberationstation.com. Please stay tuned. Because there's nowhere you can run and still feel safe. I think the world's gone crazy. I think the world's gone crazy. I think the world's gone crazy. Yeah. I think the world's gone crazy.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
And we're back here. I'm Chris Steiner, Liberation Station Radio Show, every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Central Time is 10 a.m. to noon. And the site is theliberationstation.com, picking up on the Bobby Powell story that we just started with on before the break. And so what happened I'll pick up where that fellow was shoved twice and was bowing his head in submission, and then the fellow, the government agent, started to pull the window out of the Senate building again, the U.S. Senate building, and he's not on any FBI wanted list. He's not on a wanted list at all, and. Bobby Powell, the context of this is that Bobby Powell isn't being contacted like so many others who were just there on the grounds. Jeremy Brown, I forgot, let me back up and mention the WTVT article. I should take better notes. This is all in my head, folks. So, Jeremy Brown, pardon me, if in the past I've referred to him as Jeremy Smith. confusing him with Garrett James Smith, now known as Jordan Hannah Smith, who, by the way, turned 21 on the date that he was caught with his pipe bombs at the January 6, 2022 rally in support of Jeremy Brown. Jeremy Brown, let me get a drink here. Jeremy Brown didn't go in the building. WTVT Channel 10 article says that he didn't come within 100 feet when the police pushed back a group where he was that he was in. He backed away. He was helping a lady, helping out a lady who was in distress as well. And so Bobby Brown is certainly a political prisoner, but he didn't. And then they arrested him, raided his home September 30th, last year, 2021, and found. They claim to have found ammunition, but of course, you know, there's no probable cause for him to be arrested. There's no reasonable suspicion that he did anything wrong. And so you might expect, I would expect that anything that they found him with is falls under the doctrine of the tree of the poisonous fruit, the contraband, the weapons, or yeah, the weapons and ammunition and incendiaries that he was allegedly found with at his home. He probably didn't have, and he did catch them. He did catch the FBI on video trying to recruit him. If you go to jeremybrowndefense.com, you can watch that video, or fbipoliticalprisoner.com, and let's see if that's video still there. FBI political prisoner. Yes, it's at jeremybrowndefense.com. If you scroll down a little bit, you can see the video. Pardon me, folks. It's a Green Beret versus FBI, and they're certainly trying to recruit him as a confidential informant, apparently, so he could inform on his January 6th. Attendance, January 6, 2021, attendance at the U.S. Capitol. And let's see if I want to make sure I give you all the references here. Yes, Bobby Pell has two Facebook pages. Back up to that, and I'll pick up the story. I gave you facebook.com/bobby.powell.3910. His other Facebook page is facebook.com/bob.andweave.90. That's facebook.com/bob.andweave.90. And he was there, and so picking up where I left off, that the apparent agent provocateur was he continued to tear out the window of the Senate building, and he asked Bobby Powell, "Why don't you go in?" And Bobby said, "Because that would be illegal." So, sorry to pick up the story pretty much where I left off after the last break, after filling you in on some of these vital details, the background, and things that you can follow along with now, and I'll give you more of the links. And we'll be back after this break, so please stay tuned. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Is this the light at the end of a tunnel? Is this the end of all of my trouble? Is this the light at the end of the tunnel, yeah? Or just the light of another oncoming train?
We're back here, Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner, and to pick up where I left off is that the government agent, apparent government agent, who invited Bobby Powell to go in, said, "Why don't you go in?" Bobby Powell says on video, because that would be illegal. And then the agent goes back to pulling out the window of the U.S. Senate building. And then he starts to consider the fact that he's probably being recorded, so then he acts as if he's protecting the window for about 2 minutes before he disappears off into the crowd. So that screams government agent, all the that narrative I just gave you, and as does Garrett James Smith, formerly known as Garrett James Smith, now Jordan Hannah Smith, who the law enforcement here in Pinellas County can't seem to even mention his current name or anything suspicious about him the Sheriff Gualtieri says that he was a sleeper agent, which is very concerning because he had no social media presence, at least that they could find, and he has no criminal history. And yet, Sheriff Gualtieri didn't ask for any information from the public on him. So that's why I've been doing this research at jan62022.weebly.com, which I have yet to update with this latest update I'm giving you all on the RVN. You're the first audience to hear this narrative. I haven't had a chance to put the data up there on that site. So it just screams that Jordan Hanna-Smith was a mind-controlled agent, or probably he was a government agent, probably mind-controlled, I believe, I feel, and they want to get him back in line and handle him. But he's just facing the prowling and loitering charge, not the three charges of making, possessing, discharging a destructive device, one he was caught with, a first-degree felony, and two third-degree felonies for the two that he his parents handed over. And I wish I had the time to go into all the other suspicious things that all the other research that I've done on this that just screams government agent. So much other important news to go over. But again, go over to jan62022.weebly.com, and that's going to be a repository ongoing of what's happening in this case. So the underlying point is that Bobby Powell hasn't been questioned, hasn't been interviewed or approached by any law enforcement, and he's also trying to get attention on different press. So that's why I'm really trying to familiarize folks with him. He's not gotten all the attention that he really deserves, and he just put out a video as well, where he talks about former Michigan Congressman Kerry Bentivoglio delivered a message to Bobby that over lunch that and they had at Bay City, Michigan, and now this Michigan GOP chairman Ron Weiser says to stop talking about the video you recorded in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, or you could be killed. And so go check out his video at bobpowell.substack.com, bobpowell.blogspot.com. And he's also covering his suspicions about Pete Santilli that he believes, and I tend to believe, I tend to agree, long before Bobby had his suspicions that Pete Santilli is an operative for the federal government after he was arrested and had his record sealed for possessing weapons and implicated in the death of Lavoie Finicum outside of Burns, Oregon in 2016. Pete Santilli has a very long history, sordid history. Go to the Facebook group Pete Santilli Exposed, where he stole the guerrilla media network presence from Vinnie Eastwood. Vinnie Eastwood, a New Zealand journalist and longstanding, and I won't go all into that now, but it goes back many, many years. I'd be interested if anyone would like to talk about Pete Santilli, pro or against. If you'd like to call us here, the numbers are 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I don't mention this lightly. I'm just giving you the references for now. But I don't take to comment as I have on Pete Santilli. I've done the research, and if you'd like to talk about that, I'm game. So I'm not going to spend too much time on that unless folks want to call in about that. And the underlying point is that Jeremy Brown sits in jail having done nothing wrong, not so much as inconvenienced anybody. And Bobby Powell was right there at the Capitol building. He's actually being pushed into the building by another man, he claims, which he caught on video, who's not a suspect either, but that's the extent of what Bobby's accusing him of pushing him in, which is kind of hard to get that footage. But when somebody's behind you, it's hard to get footage of them. But he got a shot of the man, so you can see all that with Bobby's material as well. So, yeah, all this just screams government agents, agent provocateurs, and these are the kinds of people that I'm trying to bring you on both my local broadcast show, locally here, well, I say local, on 6 Florida stations, Clearwater, Dade City, Zephyr Hills. Site is theliberationstation.com for those frequencies. And here on Republic Broadcasting Network. So that's that, folks. And if you want to comment on what I've mentioned so far, feel free to do so. But I'm going to switch gears now. And Sam, if you could get that clip 2 ready to play. I haven't even gone over to the chat room yet, so let me go do that right now. To theliberationstation.com/listen archives, where the chat room is embedded, as well as the players for both the RBN and the Tantalk Network. Players are there at the top, and the live video links are there for Facebook. I'm not streaming on YouTube, so disregard that button and disregard the Zoom links as well. And I'll just actually, before I switch gears, I'm gonna read this article from the Gateway Pundit from yesterday. This article by Jim Hoft, founder of Gateway Pundit, entitled "Antifa Terrorist with Pipe Bomb Who Targeted January 6th Patriot Event Is Released from Jail Without Posting Bond," while January 6er Jeremy Brown is still held in same jail on misdemeanor charge. As Kara Castro Nuova reported earlier at the Gateway Pundit, an Antifa member, and by the way, I'm going to interject here, I'll just clarify, he's a suspected Antifa member, as far as I know, only because the helmet that he was apprehended with has an Antifa symbol on it, the three arrows. So, you know, probably a government agent, I believe, though. It begs the question, is the government behind Antifa to even some small degree, or are they using it as a cover? So I'll start this article. An Antifa member with a pipe bomber was arrested on January 6th at a political rally in Florida. That's this past January 6th, 2022. The suspect, Jarrett James Smith, was seen running away before he was apprehended by police and caught with a backpack containing a pipe bomb, a gas mask, pepper spray, smoke rockets, and flammable rags. He also carried a, quote, direct action, end quote, checklist. Quite a long checklist, that is. Smith was there to counter-protest a rally organized by Trump supporters outside of Pinellas County Jail to demand the release of political prisoner Jeremy Brown, who remains in jail with no bail in Florida. Brown is a decorated U.S. Army Special Forces soldier. Brown refused to agree to be an FBI informant during the January 6th riots, so they arrested him months later on misdemeanor trespassing charges. Jeremy Brown was standing outside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th and inside the invisible no-go zone, so he was later arrested. And again, that was this past September 30th, 2021. Brown currently sits in jail without human rights and without a trial on misdemeanor trespassing charges. According to local Sheriff Bob Waltz, that's Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Waltieri, officers chased Smith, who, quote, stuck out, end quote, dressed in all in black, including a ski mask, when he suddenly sprinted away from the rally. According to Waltieri, officers found a homemade pipe bomb in his backpack, which, quote, had the potential to be very harmful, end quote, the sheriff warned. Quote, it could have been very destructive and he could have hurt a lot of people, end quote, Waltieri said, adding that he was certain Smith was, quote unquote, prepared to set off the bomb before he was spooked and fled. And I'll interject there that, yes, I feel there was divine intervention. As I was heading out the door, I had a feeling that, you know, I ask Spirit if there's going to be a problem for me or others, And I got the feeling that, yes, there is going to be a problem, but it'll be handled. And I've seen these kinds of things happen before where some invisible force, I don't know what happened in this case, but where I've been confronted by surprise in the past by a couple, for example, a couple of guys on my way to do my radio show in 2009, they charged at me, and all of a sudden they both stepped back simultaneously, said, whoa, and continued riding my bike onto my bicycle to do the radio show. So these are things that we may not see, or may not be meant to see. Would have been a distraction if there was divine intervention to such a degree that scared those two guys, and I had to do my show. If I saw what they saw, then then I may not have been able to do my show quite as effectively. So, that's my feeling. And my feeling after Smith was arrested is that he was not intended to be arrested. I have a strong feeling they did not want him to wear a mask, which made him stick out. Continuing the article, authorities searched Smith's home and found another pipe bomb, hand grenade-style explosives, nails, and duct tape. Smith also wore a helmet showcasing the, quote, iron front, end quote, emblem. That's three red arrows in a circle. This logo is used by Antifa groups. Additionally, the suspect had, until several months ago, been based in Portland, Oregon, a city that's name has now become synonymous with violent riots and the left-wing militant group. Smith was held on $300,250 bond. He was charged with three counts of possession or discharge of a destructive device and one count of loitering and prowling. Contrast this with the treatment of January 6th political prisoner who continued to suffer in prison with no bail on 22-hour-a-day lockdown. Many of the accused of nonviolent crimes like loitering and disorderly conduct. On this past Thursday, terrorist bomber Garrett Smith was released from Pinellas County Jail without posting bond on his own recognizance. Here is the report from the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. It is hard to believe this is actually happening in America today. Hatip Alondra. I'm not sure who that is. And they just make reference to the Pinellas County Jail data records where he's released, unsupervised release, ROR, released on his own recognizance, his own conscience, I guess, this no bond. So, Garrett, continuing the article, Garrett Smith is the only bomber arrested at either January 6, 2021 protests or the January 6, 2022 protests. Not sure what that means. That I'm not sure if he was at a January 6, 2021 protest. And I'm just skipping over. Yeah, that's the end of the article, pretty much. So, not to repeat anything that I've said already. And so I just want to summarize that we are bringing you this information here on the show just to let you know that I don't know of anybody else really doing this, and ask you to please help support myself and Bobby Powell. If you could please donate at theliberationstation.com under the donate button, where I can continue to do this work, do the research, and be at these events and produce videos for you, or at least post them. If I can't produce them, if I can't edit them, at least I can just post the raw video and throw them up for you to review. I wish I had the time to produce videos and do all the commentary on video, but at least you can see the videos and the text commentary. So please go to theliberationstation.com and throw in a few bucks under the donate button. As little as $3 a month on Patreon is all it takes to be a recurring Patreon member. That way I can budget and see how I can budget my time. I'm just an online merchant, a Craigslist merchant, mostly local, buying, selling, trading goods. And, I have, my time is flexible, but I would really like to spend time more as an activist who is compensated for this hard work. I've only had two donations since I restarted the broadcast show on June 15th on the six Florida stations on the Tantalk Network. I've had a $15 donation I'm very grateful for, and a recurring Patreon member of $5. So I'm doing all this hard work, and I don't have much income from any donations. And I really could use it. Use a few bucks here and there. I'm looking into getting advertisers now rather than thinking I can count on donations. And I know it's hard out there, folks. It's just this is information that you can use, and you can hopefully donate your time in spreading it around, calling other talk shows. And really, folks, it takes practice to call into talk shows, so don't be shy. Don't think that if you don't do well the first time that it's going to be any poor reflection on you. Just look forward to the next time, like I do whenever I do a show that's not up to par in my opinion. I just look forward to the next show.
You know you do it all the time.
So we'll pick up here in the next 10 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Kid can truly feel at home. I told you, you should get the dog a bone. Get the dog a bone. Everybody scream at school. Better get my passion breaking all the rules. Cause messing my big kids will not be screwed.
And we're back here on Liberation Station Radio Show. So, folks, let me switch gears here and just cover some news before we get to Vicki Richter. You can reach us here, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Toll-free, 800-313-9443. And Facebook Live is at facebook.com/wearechange.tampa. And I'm looking at the chat room where Art in Georgia says that Pete Shamshilly used to be on RBN until he was outed. And Bo says, and he now has a show on Frank's Speech, and he's on different platforms as well. Bobby Powell, by the way, is very trusting, and says that he, although Pete Santilli really helped him and tried to even employ him to distracted from his own work, that's what made Bobby Powell not so receptive, not so keen on checking out what Pete Santilli was about, according to Bobby Powell. So let's switch gears here. This study from Journal of the American Medical Association, myocarditis cases reported after mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccination in the U.S. from December 2020 to August 2021, published January 25th of this year, 2022. I'll just read the results. Among 192,405,448 persons receiving a total of 354,100,845 mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccines during the study period, there were 1,991 reports of myocarditis, that's heart inflammation, to VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, the government database, and 1,626 of these reports met the case definition of myocarditis. Of those with myocarditis, the median age was 21 years, IQR 16 to 31 years, and the median time to symptom onset was 2 days, IQR is 1 to 3 days. Males comprised 82% of the myocarditis cases for whom sex was reported. The crude reporting rates for cases of myocarditis within 7 days after COVID-19 vaccination exceeded the expected rates of myocarditis across multiple age and sex strata. The rates of myocarditis were highest after the second vaccination dose in adolescent males aged 12 to 15 years, and that's 70.7 per million doses of the BioNTech BNT162b2 vaccine in adolescent males aged 16 to 17 years. That's 105.9 per million doses of the BioNTech vaccine. And in young men aged 18 to 24 years, that's 52.4 and 56.3 per million doses of the BioNTech vaccine and the mRNA 1273 vaccine, respectively. There were 826 cases of myocarditis among those younger than 30 years of age who had detailed clinical information available. Of those cases, 792 of 809, or 98%, had elevated troponin levels. 569 of 794, that's 72%, had abnormal electrocardiogram results. And 223 of 312, that's 72%, had abnormal cardiac magnetic resonance imaging results. Approximately 96% of persons, 784 out of 813, were hospitalized, and 87%, that's 577 out of 661, of these had resolution of presenting symptoms by hospital discharge. The most common treatment was non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. And that's the results of that study. We'll pick up with the second hour with Vicki Richter, independent journalist. So please stay tuned.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.